Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here. Welcome to the Shooting Bench on Survival Circle Radio Network, keeping you informed on guns, news, politics, guns, survival, preparedness, and guns. The tyrant is holding our country hostage, and our freedom is at stake. It's time to take a stand and tell the tyrant, we will not comply. Join me now in the never-ending fight against tyranny, right here on the Shooting Bench.
Alright, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench, the 12th of February. And tomorrow, well, never mind. I'm going to tell you what tomorrow is when tomorrow gets here. We got some important stuff, but I think we'll save it for tomorrow. I just got, and some of you may have seen this, but it seems to be brand new, breaking news. I don't consider news that's a day or two old to be breaking. But when I was coming home earlier this afternoon, they said that they were approaching and getting close. Now it appears that ISIS has captured Al-Asad air base where 300 Marines are and could be trapped there. I'm looking at a picture of them there, and there is, boy, you talk about a target-rich environment. Son, would I like to be there right now. I'd like to be on that little sand dune right up there with one of my 308s, with both of my 308s, and have Amy loading for me and me shooting. And, yeah, we could put a dent in them for sure. But from Reuters, it says Islamic State insurgents took control of most of the western Iraqi town of al-Baghdadi, threatening an air base where U.S. Marines are training Iraqi troops. Let's see, 50 miles northwest of Ramadi in Anbar province. It has been besieged for months by the radical Sunni Islamist militants. Let's see, 90% of al-Baghdadi's district has fallen under the control of the insurgents. Militants attacked from two directions earlier in the day and then advanced on the town. The official said another group of insurgents then attacked the heavily guarded Ain al-Asad air base 5 kilometers southwest of the town, but were unable to break it. They say what is really happening is not known as fact, but they know that chaos has broken out in the area, and they have 300 Marines nearby, and ISIS is advancing with success. Reading and understanding this stuff, why we continue to allow this to happen. And for that reason, B2Basic, they did take their weapons, but they did it by protocol the same way they always do it when something like that happens. They did not give them up and take the firing pins out of them. They were in fact destroyed, and that is protocol for something like that. So all the stories that we've seen are not true. So just so everybody knows that. But, BB Burner, that would be a great job for Puff. That would be perfect. And Punky Cat, I don't know. I don't know why help hasn't been sent in. But for this reason, you know, we talked earlier this week, and maybe even one day last week, about how we feel that, something's in the air and something's about to happen and all of this. So the fact that we won't do anything, the fact that our gutless, cowardly, no good, bottom feeding, scum sucking leader up there, dear leader, won't do anything, I think just lends more credence to what I was saying earlier. That we need to be ready. We need to be more so than ever. Be prepared. So the what we were talking about, I had talked to some people today about getting a community prepared. And they need to, and you guys might think about this, all each and every one of you, maybe in a particular neighborhood. If you live out in the middle of nowhere away from anybody, then I would suggest that you find your four or five closest neighbors. I don't care if they're 15 miles away. You probably need to start talking to these people and figure out where they're at and where their mind is, and see if they see if they're in line with your thinking, and if you think that they might be persuaded over to your side with a little bit of coaxing, then you know I would be for coaxing. But you don't need to wait for something to happen and then start figuring out what it is that you're going to do. And we've talked, whether it's EMP or attacks from a number of different things besides for the social and economic collapse. We've got all this stuff happening. Whatever happens, it's going to happen relatively quickly, I believe. And that's not the time to be figuring out what we're going to do. So if you have a small community, a neighborhood, you got your block, two blocks, four blocks, whatever you've got in your area, your housing, your subdivision, your trailer park, you know whatever it may be, you need to start figuring out which people on your side. What are you going to do when it gets as bad as it could possibly get? A worst case scenario, what are you going to do? What are your neighbors going to do? You know, you might have a little plan all worked out all for yourself there, but that's probably not going to work out just right for you when this is going to be happening on such a large scale. And it's scary to think about. It's sad to think about. But when we think about what is going on overseas right now, it is absolutely infuriating to think about. What is that?
Siren.
Huh?
Siren, I think.
Siren. Siren or coyote?
I think it's a siren.
Oh, there's something going on out there. When you hear sirens out here, that's that's probably way out here. Yeah, that's why we live way out here. Okay, well, that's do what?
I forgot.
Well, that's okay. That's just adding a little bit more to, and I hope that if any of you are sitting on the fence, any of you are trying to, you know, well, maybe this, maybe that, you know, maybe put off this. Let me go ahead and get this this bass boat paid for and all this kind of stuff, you know. We've talked about this before. I think that you need to get your priorities in order. If you think that you're going to stay in your home, on your property, and see this thing through, you are nuts. You're absolutely nuts. It's not going to be happening. It doesn't matter where you live. It may take a little longer to get to you than it does some of the other people, but it's going to get to you. So I'm just saying that you need to think about a contingency plan just in case. Let's see. Yeah, I got to check on that right there. Yeah, Tampico Scout, thank you. I'll look into that in just a minute. Oh, Yakima Glock, you're reading it. Good. Good for you. He's got one chapter left and 1 second after. Next Wednesday, we're going to talk about that book. I hope that the rest of you follow Yakima Glock's lead here and get it finished before Wednesday, because Wednesday we're going to spill the beans. We're going to talk about it to those that, and like I said, not only from an EMP aspect, but from just the there's a great many things in there that are worth talking about and worth discussing. We can make a whole night of that, I think, pretty easy. All right, I need to switch screen. No, I don't either. I can probably do it from this one. Let me get this. There we go. There we go. Come on. Come on now. Working on getting another computer set up in here so that we can do the show from a desktop. For the first time ever, I've never done a show from a desktop in the 10 years I've been doing this, except when I went to Ohio to teach that class, 4 years ago? And we came back through Indiana, and we did a show with Natty from his desktop. That's the only time I've ever done a show from a desktop computer in 10 years. So I'm going to try to change all that here in the next week or so. Where do I start now? Hang on a second. There's a story about, and I don't believe we talked about this when it first happened, but there's some lessons to be learned here. It's about, we have discussed something similar a time or two, and that's about Castle Doctrine Laws. And for those of you that are not familiar with Castle Doctrine Laws, it means that if you are it depends on what state it is, how it's worded, but all of them mean when it's in your home, when something happens in your home, that you do not have an obligation to retreat, that you are justified in using lethal force if someone comes in your home. Sometimes that may extend to your business, it may extend to your camper, you know, whatever. It depends. Every state is very different. Montana's kind of sucks. It's not as good as it ought to be. But there was a guy that has claimed, using the Castle Doctrine law in Montana to justify his actions. And this is what I've always been afraid of, and it's happened more than once. Tom Horn, or was it Tom Horn? Joe Horn in Texas did the same thing, using these laws to legally murder somebody. And that's what this guy did. He was frustrated. He'd been broken into and things stolen from him several times before. So he baited somebody, he didn't know who it was going to be, with the garage door left open. He set a purse out there on his sawhorse, or, you know, hood of a car or tailgate to pick up something. I don't know where it was. But and there was something else out there with it. And then he had motion sensors and camera on it. When he saw somebody come in the garage, then he grabbed a shotgun and run out there to the opening of the garage, trapped him inside there, and killed him. Shot him 4 times with the shotgun. It said there was a noticeable hesitation between the third and fourth shots, which indicates to me that he was doing nothing more than making sure he was dead. And using the Castle Doctrine law trying to use it. Well, it didn't work. They saw through it after a considerable amount of going back and forth with the trial here. And he has received 70 years, not eligible for probation until, you know, after 20 years. So I think he got off light, because I think that this was absolutely, beyond a doubt, premeditated murder. The only reason you could determine that maybe it wasn't premeditated is that he didn't have a specific name or person picked out, but the fact that he was going to kill somebody was premeditated. You can't trap somebody in your house, and his girlfriend said that the kid put up his hand and said, no, please. He was a German exchange student, and he might have said, nein, nein, bitte, but whatever it was, one or the other. But when that happens, guys, you know, regardless of what the law says, if you have a belief in a supreme being, in a maker of some type, I don't think that any of them, whether it's thank you, babe, whether it's Allah or God or Buddha or Tonto or whatever you believe in, huh? Yeah. I can't believe that any of them would think that it would be justifiable for you to set this trap, catch the guy in there, and him have... Now, if he would have had a weapon, then that would have made a whole different story. Everything would be different. But he didn't. He was just a kid, whatever he was, 19 years old or something, that wanted to get a little drinking money or something. Yes, it was wrong. But the guy had him literally dead to rights. He had no place to go, couldn't get out of the garage. The guy come in from the roll-up door. Evidently there was not a door from the house into the garage. So he had him trapped. He couldn't get away. All he had to do was say, you know, get down on the floor, cross your feet, put your hand behind your back, and just stay right like that till the cops get here. That's all you got to say. The goal of these things, now this has been a problem. It's been a problem in my mind, and it's starting to come to fruition here all over the country. These laws don't give you a permit, a license to kill. It doesn't change the laws. It doesn't change the justification of the use of lethal force in any manner, other than it gives a little bit of leeway as to like the stand your ground law, which simply means, and I'm good with stand your ground as long as it's not abused. The guy that what was his name that shot Trayvon in Florida? I forgot his name, but anyway, I feel like he abused it. Now, after the kid got a hold of him and started beating his head in the concrete, well, that's one thing. But I think that his actions prior to that are what escalated that. I think that he could have, not that it was against the law for him to follow the guy, it's not. But he escalated the situation by doing it. He could have followed at a safer distance and waited for the cops to get there. Now, again, you know, I wasn't there. I didn't see it happen. I only know what I see on the news. So, you know, maybe he was. It doesn't really sound like he was. But this guy in Montana definitely was not. If that news story is even half true, he baited the guy and lured him in there and trapped him and shot an unarmed man. Yeah, George Zimmerman, that's who it was. Thanks, guys. I don't know how in the world I could forget that. Maybe it's just my subconscious trying to forget it. That's the only damn name I heard for months and months there. But anyway... So that's what's going on in Montana, and I hope that any of you, if you are forced into a situation like this, I hope that you'll use good judgment in what you do, and not let you know, it's hard to control fear and panic, you know, but I don't want anybody to look at it and say, it's like we have some people in our classes once in a while, well, if this guy does this, can I shoot him? If he comes over here, if I'm doing this, can I shoot him? you know, that's not, I know what most of them mean, but I also think I know what a few of them mean. They mean, do I get to shoot him? Where other ones mean, can I, am I justified? But you can tell by the tone of the voice and everything that I think some of them really are thinking, if this happens, do I get to experience the thrill without worrying about going to jail? And there's obviously there's not very many of those people, but I've heard it in their voice, and I really believe that that's what some of them think, that they're going to get to experience that without worrying about being prosecuted. So anyway, yeah, that's right. Rights at risk. That's exactly right. All right. Well, let's. I think instead of going through these ads and stuff here, I think what we're going to do is just play that song that was on Amy's show a while ago, because everybody likes it. And I'll be back here in about 4 minutes or so. All right. Gouge on it, dude. Let's have it. This is why I'm trying to get that other load.
That's what I like to see. Bullseyes. Every time. And you can... That's what I like to see. Bullseyes. Every time. And you can do the same thing with Byers Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Byers Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Byers Barrels specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10/22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at ByersBarrels.com. That's B-E-Y-E-R Barrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Bench, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the Shooting Bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me
there. All right, we're back. Let's finish this thing up. I suppose most of you saw today, may have been late yesterday, that Putin has said that any assistance or arming of the Ukrainian is going to be considered an act of war. So we can add just one more thing to the numerous things that we have to be concerned about. And for those of you that have read 1 second after, I think that that is going to be, I think that we wish it wouldn't be any worse than that before this is over. I really do. I really do not look forward to this in any manner, but anyway. Okay, if you live in New Jersey and you happen to be a 12, 13, 14 year old kid and you happen to have the ambition to want to get out and make a few bucks shoveling snow, not a hard thing to do in New Jersey, happens fairly regularly out there. If you are an enterprising individual, you and your friend, 15, 16, 18 years old, whatever it may be, and if you happen to decide that you want to go door to door in your neighborhood and hand out some little flyers that offered people the opportunity for you to shovel some snow, school's already been canceled the next day because of the snow. So when people want to get out of their driveways and stuff, if you were to decide to do that, don't. The offer of a free exchange of services for cash, meaning they're going to shovel snow and you pay them for it. Well, the police got wind of it. According to the local news there, the cops told the kids they were not allowed to solicit business by going door to door without a permit from the government. I've always said that if I were, I've always said that I would stay on this show no matter what until the EMP shuts us down, until we're overrun by illegals, until whatever happens. It's getting to a point where I just don't know what to say. You've heard the stories of the lemonade stands that they've shut down. Little girls standing out on the street corner in their neighborhood selling lemonade. They shut them down because they don't have a business license. And here are people that, kids, that are trying to make a few bucks. No, it'd be better if you just sat on your butt in front of the Xbox and let some guy with a business license do all of this. And, you know, Hopper, I still ain't sick. I feel just fine. It's not a... All it is my voice is going. I'm not sick at all. I guess I'm just not professional enough to come up with something to say here without blowing a cork. I just can't believe that the cops, even if it were in fact, and evidently it is, against the law for them to do this. What kind of an idiot cop would even give it a second thought? Oh, look at those kids over there shoveling snow. Yeah, I know it's illegal, but whatever. You know, let's go get a donut. You know, I don't know. I'm done with that story. I don't know what else to say. Doc, that's about right. Taxing you to breathe. That's basically where we're at. That's about what it is. When a couple of 10-year-old girls have to have a business license to sell lemonade out on the street corner, folks, we have a major damn problem in this country. And I know you guys have heard it before. I'm preaching to the choir. You guys don't know as much about it as I do. I keep hoping that maybe one day there'll be a county commissioner or a mayor or chief of police or something that just happens to tune in about the time we talk about something like this, so we'll know how absolutely freaking ignorant, stupid we think these people are. And they feel bad about it and go back and change their rules or something. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know what I expect. But I expect that this next story, Yakima Glock just following orders is not an excuse. That is not going to hold any water with me. But this next story is okay. This one here, guy in Spain. Out there with his family, and he just happened to notice, he kept watching here, and he just happened to notice a guy that was kind of discreetly filming his family with an iPad. This guy had already been arrested on charges of child pornography just a few days before this, and they decided, well, you know, I guess he's not going anywhere. We'll just turn him out and get him later. They turned him out, and once this guy figured out that once the dad figured out that he was recording his daughter with his iPad, he took exception to it. Boy, did he ever! It didn't end well for the pervert. One of the staff members at this restaurant or this hotel, whatever it was, said that the guy was drug along the floor like a dog, as the dad dished out a little bit of frontier justice to this guy. he punched him. Well, here's what the owner of the restaurant said. Here's a quote. Said Devinder, who was the dad, looked at Sandro, who was the pervert, looked at Sandro's iPad and found pictures of his family, which had been taken earlier that evening. He was shouting, "Why have you taken these?" Suddenly he told his family to get out of the bar. 5 seconds later he hit Sandro so hard he fell to the floor. I think this knocked him out, or at least dazed him. Then Devendra went crazy and started hitting Sandro. He must have hit him like 10 or 20 times, or at least 20 times in the face and head. Sandro had blood gurgling out of his mouth. He was choking and struggling to breathe. He also had a big lump on the side of his head. No other visible cuts, just a big lump. Then he was unconscious, like he was in a coma. The waitress started screaming for help. We were all shaking and trembling when Devendra ran out of energy and he calmly got up and walked out the door. So, cops got there a little while later. They found the guy struggling to, just barely clinging to life. Serious condition. Took him to the hospital and he died a little bit later. They found the dad and arrested him. I don't think they should have arrested him. I think they shouldn't have turned the, and this is what I would want my lawyer to use as part of my defense, is the fact that if you hadn't have turned this scumbag out, I wouldn't have had to beat his ass senseless. He wouldn't have been here to film my family if you'd have done your job and kept him locked up. When you have child pornography people, they don't deserve to be out on parole. It is life in prison or life until we execute you, one or the other. There's zero tolerance for that. You don't let people out for that. Hey, Nevada, come in there with us. Or he did. I thought he was in there. Maybe I'm seeing things. But anyway, they... He beat the guy to death. I don't know if they're gonna. They've arrested him. That's all the story there is. I don't know if there's been any updates to that or not. But yeah, he is. He has been charged with murder. I mean, that's why they arrested him, of course. But we'll have to wait and see till the trial and stuff is over and see where he goes with this. But it seems to me that number one, I would ask him to say, well, if you guys had done your job, I wouldn't have to do this. And two, it would seem to me that it would be pretty easy to claim temporary insanity for that. When someone injures a kid or a family member, period, it seems that that it shouldn't be too hard to claim. You know, I just went out of my mind. I didn't know what I was doing. Jury nullification, Nevada. Yeah, there's another good one. I don't know if jury nullification is a happening thing in Spain or not. But, I would. If I was on the jury, I would sure enough claim that. I don't know if they do that in how many other countries that's even allowed. But fortunately, here in the United States, that still is an option. Although, I have heard of a couple of cases where it was not allowed. I know they should, and I know it's unconstitutional, I know it's not right, but I also know that they do pretty much whatever they want to do. However illegal, however unjustified, however unethical, however immoral it is, if they want to do it, they just do it. I do know that to be true. All right, let's pick up another one. I'm going to say this again because I think that most of you probably heard me say it last night, but if you haven't, the requirement to transfer handguns, how should I word this? Anyway, you don't have to. They ruled that unconstitutional from the 1968 Gun Control Act, that you cannot buy handguns over the counter if you're not a resident of the state. Even if you're complying with state laws, the handgun has to be shipped to a dealer in your state and to do the transfer. It's been ruled unconstitutional. I don't know when or if the ATF is going to change their law on this and make it where that's quote-unquote legal. but it has been ruled unconstitutional, and I think that is a great day for gun rights people. We'll see what happens because of that. There's another actor here that you can add to your list of scumbag, anti-gun, no good, sorry, scum-sucking idiots here. And that is Jackman, what's his name? I forgot. Stand by here a minute. Somebody Jackman. Hugh Jackman. He has gone all batty, thrown in with Bloomberg and Moms Demand Action and Every Town for Gun Safety and all this stuff. He's just really, evidently he starred in Wolverine. Not the Wolverine where the kids were fighting the Russians. What was that, the Red Dawn? No, not that kind of Wolverine. But anyway, he has apparently thrown in pretty heavily with these anti-gun people. So if you're looking for another actor to boycott, then I present to you Hugh Jackman. All right. Well, I'm getting flustered here. Every time I read a story like this snow shoveling deal and everything, it usually doesn't take me too long before I kind of go off the deep end. I just get so pissed. You know, if you watched The Patriot with Mel Gibson, there's a time in there when he is he's like us. Matter of fact, I talked to a guy today who is a very, very dear friend of mine and a hardcore dyed-in-the-wool patriot who would take a bullet in 1 second if he thought it would save this country. An awesome individual. And we're talking about these things that we like to do, and sometimes they're not maybe less than productive, maybe not always necessary, but something to take our mind off of the things that we're thinking. And when I get to some of these stories that tick me off so badly that I'm trying to control my mind again when it gets away from me a little bit. And with me, it's it's guns, it's shooting, it's something like that. You remember the guy in The Patriot? He was making rocking chairs, remember? He had his mind on he was trying to keep his mind under control after thinking about what was going on. The same thing that's happening to us. And to this guy I was talking about today is building cars. He's got a 57 Chevrolet, and he went out of state to pick it up and brought it back and is putting it all together, and he posts progress on it every once in a while and everything. He says that's my rocking chair. That's what I have to do to keep my mind from just completely leaving me. He is so upset. What's going on? So anyway, but that's what Friday nights are for. Friday nights are rocking chairs for Survival Circle Network. Friday nights we spend some time visiting and having a good time and listening to music and all that, and that's our rocking chairs. That's what helps us take our mind off, start the weekend, so that we can start out early next week cussing and discussing and trying to solve the world's problems. Once again, I want to remind everybody, I was not saying this just to kill time. I meant it. I meant to get with your communities, get with some of your community leaders, some of your church leaders around there. You may not be able to convince every individual in your neighborhood, but you might be able to talk to some of the church leaders around there and say, look, here's what I feel is coming. What's your thoughts on it? And you might be able to teach him or her and have them relay that to their congregation. You might be able to go to a woman's club of some kind or an organization and say, hey, you know, I feel like that, you know, there's some bad things coming and it may not be too long. What are your thoughts on preparedness and organizing and getting your community ready for the coming turmoil? And go about it like that and see if you can get your community online here. And very simply, the more people that are brought online and thinking like we do and taking care of themselves, the less that we're going to have to worry about when the time comes. So, with all that being said, I guess I'm going to ease on out of here. And I'll see you guys tomorrow with Amy's show, and then we'll get on with Liberty Lounge. Getting worse. Now my damn computer don't want to work. Well, I'm leaving anyway, whether it works or not.
Have gone, we'll travel, reach the card of a man. A night without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire keeps the calling wind.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another PM edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me every Thursday night for 2 hours of 99 and 44 100% pure gun talk. Good night.
A chest knight of silver is his badge of thrust. There are campfire legends that the flames men spin of the man.